Monday, October 20th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Tuesday. You're with Pastor Patrick, and it is good that we have gathered together to be encouraged, to be challenged, to be built up by the written word of God. Today, we find ourselves looking to the writings in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and the scripture of focus will be verse 3. I'm going to begin in verse 1, so open your Bible and follow along. As I read, this is what the Word of God teaches. Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you were ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger of all these things, as we told you beforehand and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this disregards not man, but God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, Is God's Will My Will? And this is what he wrote. It is not a question of whether God is willing to sanctify me. Is it my will? Am I willing to let God do in me all that has been made possible by the atonement? Am I willing to let Jesus be made sanctification to me and to let the life of Jesus be manifested in my mortal flesh? Beware of saying, oh, I am longing to be sanctified. You are not. Stop longing and make it a matter of transaction. Nothing in my hands I bring. Receive Jesus Christ to be made sanctification to you in implicit faith, and the great marvel of the atonement will be made real in you. All that Jesus made possible is made mine by the free, loving gift of God on the ground of what he performed. My attitude as a saved and sanctified soul is that of profound, humble holiness. There is no such thing as proud holiness. A holiness based on agonizing repentance and a sense of unspeakable shame and degradation, and also on the amazing realization that the love of God commended itself to me in that while I cared nothing about him, he completed everything for my salvation and sanctification. No wonder Paul says nothing is able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Sanctification makes me one with Jesus Christ, and in him, one with God, and it is done only through the superb atonement of Christ. Never put the effect as the cause. The effect in me is obedience and service and prayer, and the outcome of speechless thanks and adoration for the marvelous sanctification wrought out in me because of the atonement. I'm glad that you joined us, and I trust that you'll do again in the morning when we look at the writings in Jude, verse 20. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.